We're at a pivotal point in Matthew's gospel. Last week, we heard Peter say, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And today, Peter says, "We won't let death happen to you." And Jesus says, "Get behind me, Satan." This is the absolute center of Matthew's gospel. Everything up to this middle point is Jesus building relationships, building fame, building crowds. And then when he starts talking about his death, the crowds start falling away and everything starts going down toward his death. And Jesus says, "You disciples, the same that's true for me is true for you. You must take up your cross, lose your life, and follow me." Since Matthew puts this at the center of his gospel, we want to pay attention to that. We want to know that this is one of the things that Matthew wants us to understand more than anything else. It's about the Paschal mystery. Participation in his suffering and death so that we might participate in his resurrection as well. And St. Paul gets that. In that second reading, he says, "Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice." Paul understands that Jesus has instituted a new kind of priesthood. The old priesthood offered animals and bread and incense, but Jesus offered his own body on the cross. His sacrifice was self-sacrifice. And then he wants us to do the same. And so at Mass, we're always laying ourselves on the altar with Christ. This isn't just the memorial of what he did. It's our participation in what he did. And when we're sent out at the end of Mass, we're sent out to be priests for the world, to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. And what does that mean exactly? Well, it means 100 different things depending on who we are on any given day. It depends on our daily prayer and our openness to grace. God is going to tell us what we need to do. One of the things that the scriptures tell us from Genesis down to the book of Revelation is that God wants us to do justice. And we're instituting a new justice ministry here in Central Kansas, and St. Thomas More Parish is one of the 25 sponsoring parishes of this effort. It's an 8-county region that goes from Wamego over to Salina and then Salina south to the Newton-Hutchinson area. And it's an interdenominational effort. So Peace Lutheran down the street is part of it. St. Isidore and Seven Dollars are part of it. The United Methodist Church in Wamego is a sponsoring parish, as is the Methodist Church in Junction City. Sacred Heart Cathedral in Salina, St. Elizabeth in Salina, they're all part of it. United Methodist in Salina. If you go south, you get more into the Mennonite area. There's several Mennonite parishes sponsoring this. So this effort makes a distinction between mercy and justice. Mercy is taking care of the immediate needs of a person. Justice looks a little bit deeper and asks, what are the systemic causes that make that a problem? The Bible gives us at least 2 examples. The example of mercy is in the Good Samaritan. We all know that story. The Good Samaritan, he sees this man in stress. He's lying half dead on the side of the road. He meets his immediate need by picking him up, binding his wounds, putting him on his own beast of burden, taking him to an inn, paying for it. That's mercy exemplified. The other example is Moses in the Exodus tradition. We all know that story too. The Israelites are slaves, bitter slavery in Egypt. They're oppressed to the maximum degree, and they're crying out to God for help. And Moses hears their cry, and instead of setting up mercy situations like a food bank or homeless shelters, he goes to Pharaoh and confronts Pharaoh with the situation. And he says, "Let my people go." That's justice. The Bible gives us one more wonderful example. Well, many, but I'll pick out one. In the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah is the steward of the king of Persia, and he is sent back to Jerusalem after the exile to rebuild the walls. And in the process of doing that, the people of Jerusalem come to him and they say, there's been a famine for several years, and it got to the point where we had to borrow money in order to feed our families. But the famine continued for several years, and so when the money lenders wanted collateral, they took our land, and in some cases they even took our children into slavery. And when Nehemiah hears that, he's angry. And he thinks about what he wants to do about that. And he decides to confront the money lenders. And so he gathers a great assembly. He gathers the whole city of Jerusalem. And they confront the money lenders and they say, you need to give back what you have taken. And they do. It was the strength of numbers. There are two kinds of power. One is money, and there are individuals and groups of people and nations even that have immense wealth, and they wield that power because they can, some for good and some for ill, but they wield power because they can. We don't have money. You could collect all the money in this parish and it wouldn't be enough to make much of a difference. Money isn't our source of power. People are our source of power. There is strength in numbers. And so this justice ministry effort is based on people. Here in our parish, 18 team leaders have come forward and are willing to host house meetings. And each one of those 18 house meetings is going to invite 10 people. So you see how the numbers begin to multiply. And those invitees are going to be asked, what keeps you up at night worrying about your community? Are there things that are happening in your community that make you angry, like Nehemiah was angry? And nobody's going to come from the top down and say, well, this is what we think you should be angry about. No, those team leaders are going to ask you what you think is an important issue in your community. And so these things will naturally surface. So there are 18 house meetings in this parish, but if you take the whole 8-county region, there are going to be about 110 house meetings. 110 times 10 is 1,100. Am I right? So all the invitees at those house meetings will be invited to become network members. And one of the things network members do is they're asked to invite 3 more people to the Nehemiah Action. It's named after Nehemiah. The Nehemiah Action will take place next May 1st. And we hope to gather 2,000 people from across the region. And this winter, after we've narrowed all these, there may be 30 some issues, but the team leaders will vote on it and they'll come down to 2. 2 issues that are kind of in common across the region, but also 2 issues that we actually think we could do something about. You know, some things are just so broad, you don't know where to start. But other issues are very specific and there's something can be done. So those 2 issues then, through the winter, we'll have research teams that will look more deeply into those issues and try to find out the real causes. And also, they will look to other cities and counties across the nation that dealt with similar situations and ask what they did. Sometimes you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Sometimes that's already been solved in some other town or some other county, and we just have to borrow and maybe tweak it a bit so that it fits us. But at the end of that research process, we will all be informed of what the solutions are that they have come up with. And those are the solutions that will be presented in that Nehemiah gathering of 2,000 people, and we'll bring all the leaders who are in charge of those areas. Maybe it's mayors, maybe it's county commissions, maybe it's the governor, whoever is in charge of those issues. And we'll ask them to listen to the solutions that we have come up with and to act on them. If you get invited to one of those house meetings, please say yes. If you don't get invited to one of those house meetings, and of course, obviously not everybody is going to be on that list, but you're still interested, call me, and I'll figure out a way to get you involved in the process. Because lots of people have a passion for justice, but we just don't know what to do or how to do it. This is a kind of a proven process that has been in existence for over 40 years, and it's in 6 states. And there are parishes in Florida and Ohio and Virginia that have been doing this for 40 years. This isn't just a one-time process. We'll do this every year for a long time, because there are always more issues. There's more chance to get more people involved. So if you don't get called or invited, just let me know and we'll figure out a way to get you involved. Some of those team leaders are here this morning, and I asked them to come forward, and we're going to commission them for this job.